You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
I'm Bertrand Tungandami on NI TV Radio, and I'm in conversation with multi-award-winning composer, musical director and performer Warren Wills. And we're talking today about his musical Night of Broken Glass, a celebration of the tale of Aboriginal human rights activist and elder Uncle William Cooper. Uncle William Cooper was the only private citizen to petition the German embassy in 1938 over the persecution of Jews in Germany. As you hear, the petition was rejected, but late last year, many years later, the German Chancellor apologized and acknowledged Uncle William Cooper's heroic feat. Let's just talk about this musical, the life of William Cooper and his visionary and heroic feat to actually fight for human rights back at a time when people didn't even know what was going on around the world.
First of all, it is a great privilege to even know the story of William Cooper. For someone who grew up in this country, Aboriginal stories, Aboriginal culture, Aboriginal rights were simply not taught in schools in Australia. Here we are today, we're in 2021, and we can commemorate and celebrate this incredible story about this amazing human rights activist. William Cooper led a delegation to the gates of the German embassy on December 6, 1938, because he was so outraged and incensed about a story that he read about Kristallnacht in Germany. And he thought, I'm not going to sit by idly while this other mob over there, the Jewish people, are being persecuted by the German government. And if you think about the mess and the amount of human rights abuse that went on to the Aboriginal communities themselves back in 1938, for someone to be big enough and have such a humanistic vision to see that, listen, it doesn't matter where or who you are, human rights are human rights. And in terms of social justice and equality, we need to stand up and be counted wherever we are. He took a petition to the German embassy. It was rejected. They were thrown out. He was undeterred. He continued throughout his life to send letters to kings, queens, to demand social change. It took a long time. Some might say belatedly, but I say historically, 82 years later, December 6 last year, Chancellor Angela Merkel finally apologised for the rejection of the petition of William Cooper, and on behalf of the German government and the German state, formally apologised and took up and endorsed all the recommendations of the petition of William Cooper. I think it's an absolutely historic and significant development.
Yeah. And this performance will happen online, and then in a live performance where the public can participate and view. Just tell us about how you put it together, because it's not just the actors, there'll be also members of the public, and an exceptional way of telling the story of William Cooper.
20 years ago, when I was living in London, I lived in London for 35 years, and I would be there right now if it wasn't for the pandemic. However, I'm not complaining. I'm grateful we're in Australia, we're relatively safe. I like to tell people we've got away with a grazed knee and nothing more. Nonetheless, 20 years ago, I thought it should be incumbent on people that work professionally in the music business to be able to put something back into the business. So I came up with the idea of socially inclusive music theatre. And the idea was that we take particularly youth and children who don't normally have access to be engaged with the skills of music theatre. That means kids from deprived background, socially disadvantaged background, traumatised, drug abuse, domestic violence, or kids from special needs background, autism, cerebral palsy, Down syndrome, spina bifida. And one third of the group that we had were what I call mainstream kids. So they had a chance all to collaborate together. What we would do was world premieres of new musicals together. We had a professional creative production team. We did it for 20 years over there. We got awards for number 10 Downing Street. We then did it for the Olympic Games 2012. We did it in Hong Kong. We came to Shepparton in 2012 here in Victoria, and I brought a practitioner with me from London. He discovered the name William Cooper. So we were the guests of La Trobe University. We did a show called Ghost Gum High, and it was about the visitation of these naughty kids at school by the ghost of William Cooper. So well did that go, we were then asked to do it in the western suburbs here and then by the Australian Catholic University. So 2 years ago was the 80th anniversary of the events of Kristallnacht. So we thought, right, let's bring together all the components. I was working with the Quiet Hard Knocks. We were working with the homeless people. We were working with people who were survivors. We were working with preschool kids. We were working with youth. We had 400 people in the production, never mind the people who actually came to see it. We had 150 undergraduate students. It was fantastic. It was exactly what socially inclusive music theatre should be. Everyone was welcome to participate in telling the story of William Cooper's relationship with Kristallnacht. We did it in terms of dance, in terms of lyrics, in terms of music, in terms of video. We even had a sister project going on in London, led by John Farndon, the Royal Literary Fellow of Great Britain, and he put together a similar thing in London. This time, it's a little bit different. We can't do it live, obviously, because of the new norm and culture being what it is. We are in a deep freeze around the world. However, being positive and resilient creatures that we are, we will be doing this as a streamed online event on February the 21st, and we're looking forward to it. And there actually are advantages of doing it online, and that is that in real time when we edit this and broadcast this to go out, we can have contributions from people around the world, that obviously in a live situation, it's virtually impossible to do that. So we remain very positive that we are telling a great story and telling it to a global audience.
Warren, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today.
Thank you, Virgin.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.